You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio from Belfast at the Technology for Life Fair, and I'm joined by the one and only, it's Joe Kenny from the PR team here in Northern Ireland. Joe, just reflect, if you would, on what has been quite an extraordinary event, really.
It's been packed to the doors, is the only way I can describe it, which is good, that's what we wanted, but I wasn't quite expecting it to be so busy so soon. But hey-ho, let them come, you know. It's good to see so many people interested in assistive technology.
Do you think the footfall reflects the fact that we haven't had an event like this previously and there's clearly demand out there?
Oh, absolutely. I think that certainly since the pandemic and everything, people have been sort of starved of maybe getting hands-on with so much sort of wide range of technology in one place. You know, so I'm so chuffed that we could bring that to the people in Northern Ireland like this, you know.
And tell me, who's coming through the door? What kinds of people have been visiting today?
It's everybody and anyone, but basically I've talked with a lot of people who know a little bit about technology or have something that they bought maybe, I don't know, 6-8 years ago and just want to know what's new, what's happened since the last time that they spoke to a rep from a company, or how do I update from the thing I had, as I say, 6-8 years ago. But it's fantastic to hear people interested in that kind of thing. And I mean, there's been a couple of people I was speaking to who have no idea about, you know, screen readers or magnification. And today is a day to learn and to get as much information as you can. Take it home, digest it. And, you know, you can always come back to websites and talk to people in RNIB or else talk to the companies themselves if you want to make a purchase, you know.
Is it blind and partially sighted people who've been coming, families, professionals, or a bit of a cross-section?
I think it's mostly, I would say, people with sight loss.
Right.
But then friends and family too, which is great. I've spoken with a couple of people who've brought their, you know, husbands, wives, sons, daughters along, and I think there's a lot to be said for that too, because I know myself, I can talk away to my family about JAWS or about voiceover, and sometimes they just... You just know that they're glazing over going, what is he on about now? So it's good to kind of educate the wider family, your kind of support network, on what it is you're talking about.
And then for us as well, as blind people, to actually get hands-on with stuff as well. You know, you might have heard of people talking about, I don't know, the McGonagall device, you know, for voting, which I know you've been a bit involved with. To actually come and get hands-on and hear it and feel it.
Yeah, I mean, the McGonagall reader, as you say, is quite an unusual piece of kit. There's nothing else quite like it that exists at the moment. So to describe that sometimes in words doesn't do it justice. So you need to come and sort of try it out, put the headphones on, have a listen. But it's the same thing as JAWS or anything like that. You try and describe what JAWS is or any screen reader, and if you haven't used one before, you're going to go, what on earth are you talking about? So to come here, try it, you know, really feel the keys, feel the or listen to the audio, or and get the actual facts. It's vitally important, you know.
I know you've had a series of presentations as well, running in parallel with the exhibition. Just tell us about some of those, if you would.
Well, all day now we've had, I call them taster talks. They've been very, very light touch talks on areas of technology. For example, we had one on, you know, useful apps if you can't see. There's one on, you know, RNIB's technology and focus sessions, which are running over the coming months. We've had a couple of talks on what the kind of support that the Education Authority can offer here in Northern Ireland if you have a visual impairment. These kind of things. So they're only 10-minute talks, very short, very light touch. But you can sit, have a listen, and then if you want to find out more, there's follow-up details. You can go and visit the website or speak to the person, you know, outside this kind of forum, you know.
Brilliant. Well, I hope this isn't a flash in the pan, and I hope there are further events in Northern Ireland. Clearly, the people of Northern Ireland appreciate it and want it if the footfall today has been anything to go by. Somebody told me that all the goodie bags went in the first 40 minutes.
Exactly. We were being rather conservative. We said we'd do 150 of these kind of, I suppose, like tote bags with a bit of literature and a couple of freebies in it. Well, they were gone inside 40 minutes. We thought, uh-oh. So I guess I'd say we've had maybe, I don't know, 300 or 400 people through the door, which is incredible.
And but, we're just over halfway through, I guess.
Yeah, and it has calmed down slightly, which is, I think, a lot of the exhibitors are glad to have a bit of a breather. But, I mean, it just shows you that the kind of want was there, that the people need this kind of event. And I think that today demonstrates that quite clearly.
Yeah, and how important is the choice of venue as well? I know sometimes, you know, events can sometimes be a little bit out of the way or difficult to find. I've had a really positive experience. Has that been the feedback that you're hearing?
So far, so good. I mean, the Europa Hotel have been excellent. The staff have been excellent, but also because it's so central, we're right next door to the bus station and train station, it couldn't be better located. Which is important because we don't want to be, people don't want to have to struggle to get here. We want it to be very, very simple, dead handy, and come along, you know.
Yeah, and it's all level access, isn't it, from the street, right the way in.
You couldn't trip even if you tried.
Well, there you go. On that bombshell, you should go into PR. Joe Kenny from RNIB's PR team here in Northern Ireland. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Dave.